Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning, Pop Chasers, and happy September 23rd. It is Thursday, which means we are so close to the weekend. I am Allison, and I am the host of Pop Chaser, a daily pop culture podcast brought to you by The Dip. Every day, we will go through the top headlines in entertainment and pop culture and break them down together. Before we get started, I will tell you what I am thinking about, and that is what is coming to Netflix on Friday, a little TLC show I like to call, well, everybody likes to call because it's called this, The Great British Baking Show. I love this show so much. If you haven't watched The Great British Baking Show, also known to real fans, the real ones, as GBBO, I really recommend go on Netflix, watch it. There are so many seasons for you to get into. It is the definition of passive television, but you will be drawn in. You will watch this show like you are watching like CNN on election night. You can't look away. It's addicting. It's so soothing. Everything is so polite and British. And I cannot wait for the new season. I devoured last season. Fun fact, my puppy, when he was, you know, getting used to being crate trained, he only fell asleep in his crate to The Great British Baking Show. So just, you know, if you are in that position, or maybe you have a newborn, or maybe you yourself have a tough time falling asleep, I really recommend it. But then you're going to want to go back and rewatch other episodes because you don't want to miss anything. You can't miss a show-stopping bake. Anyway, that is on September 24th on Netflix tomorrow. I believe it's just one episode a week. So if anything, it's going to last us through the fall. And what better thing to do in the fall than bake? What are you baking this fall? I've seen so many TikTok recipes. I just keep saving them. And then one day I'll actually make them, but I probably won't. Okay, let's kick it off with our first topic of the day.
I just want my life back.
Britney's been silenced to speak out about anything that's really going on.
Britney never had one person she could trust. No mom, no dad.
Britney had a fear that her family would barge in and take everything.
What was going on inside the conservatorship? And why was she still in one if she was, quote, okay?
There was financial incentives for Jamie, for the lawyers.
I've represented dozens of conservatees in court. Not one of them has ever had a job.
Britney made other people a lot of money.
I've worked my whole life. I don't owe these people anything.
So, as promised, the trailer for Britney versus Spears dropped yesterday, and Netflix is not holding back. The biggest thing that I think everybody needs to know is this trailer suggests that we are getting a true crime documentary. Now, I do not know a ton about conservatorships beyond truly the Britney Spears, Framing Britney Spears documentary that came out earlier this year, and then honestly, Tom Girardi. So my knowledge is pretty limited. With that said, I have read up a lot about on Britney and her conservatorship over the last couple months to really understand what's going on. And especially after she testified in June and I listened to that heartbreaking audio, I've become very, very invested and very interested. And I think that for those who are just as invested in the legal side of conservatorships as they are in just Britney Spears' well-being, this documentary is going to give you both things. It's very dark. It's very sinister. It feels like there are things that we don't know are going on and that we'll hopefully learn and uncover. And the reason I use the word uncover is at one point in the trailer, they are talking about how somebody leaked a confidential report, and there's like redactions, and it looks very like, you're like, am I supposed to be seeing this? And the answer is yes, this documentary is going there. I'm very excited. I don't see, as I brought up yesterday, I don't see Britney in the documentary. And that is something that I have questions about. I have, you know, small problems with. I would like to see her. You know, we always are talking about how Britney's voice was taken away, and then we create a documentary that she's not involved in. And so naturally you're like, well, how are we giving her her voice? But with that said, you know, I don't know. I don't really know what she's able to do under the conservatorship. We know, you know, from her testimony, there's a lot that she can't do just as a person. So I highly doubt that she's just able to walk on over to the Netflix studios and record for a documentary. With that said, I will certainly be watching her Twitter and watching her Instagram to see if she responds to it. And we will, of course, talk about it here on Pop Chaser. But everybody, watch the trailer. The best part of this is it comes out September 28th. Now, that is next week. And I don't know what we did to deserve this, if this is just the fall gods looking down on us, but I mean, I am talking about Tuesday of next week, we are getting this documentary. What's interesting is Britney has a court hearing scheduled for September 29th. So I don't know if that is intentional or they are just trying to, you know, move this out before somebody else makes it, but I'm very excited about it. Again, it seems very much embedded in the conservatorship aspect of Britney's life, whereas I feel like the Hulu documentary Framing Britney was very much focused on, you know, touched on the conservatorship, but it was focused on the celebrity, the fame aspect of her life. So again, September 28th, be there, be square. And I just hope that, again, like I said yesterday, this could be the thing that pushes us into the next phase of the conservatorship coming to an end and Britney finally being able to have control over her life. I also have a question, and I don't know the answer to this. If there are lawyers listening to this or people who are well informed in the conservatorship program, when you get married, how does that work? Can you be in a conservatorship when you are in a marriage? Because would the conservatorship override the marriage or like a spousal decision? These are questions that I don't honestly know the answer to. And I mean, Britney is engaged. Is that a loophole? Did I just discover a loophole? I highly doubt it. But yeah, if anybody knows the answer to that, let me know at Allison Piwo, P-I-W-O on Instagram and Twitter, and let's discuss it. Okay, moving on to the next topic.
Let's see if yours work.
Oh, it's what she deserves.
Oh my God.
Okay, you guys, I am losing my goddamn mind over the news that Kim Kardashian is going to be hosting Saturday Night Live. It was announced on Twitter. Kimmy posted it herself. The big day is October 9th, which I can feel it in the air, and she'll be hosting it with Halsey, will be the musical guest. She said, OMG, no turning back now. LOL, I'm hosting SNL. Kim, yes, you are, my girl. And I cannot wait for this. I mean, forget Chappelle, Mulaney Who, Alec Baldwin and his 16 hosted episodes. What? Like, I don't even know those names. I am so overwhelmed by the news that Kimberly is going to be our host, our guide for the evening. I'm part excited, part terrified for her. But I also want everybody to remember that Kim is hilarious. And I feel like we grew up thinking, you know, Courtney was the kind of deadpan, dry humor. Chloe was kind of the fun, goofy one. And Kim was just the, you know, straight-laced businesswoman. But I encourage you to look back at some old clips. If you are not watching E! Reruns of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, you probably don't realize that Kim is so funny, but she is completely savage. She can tear a person apart, and the person that she can tear apart the best is herself. And that's what I love about it. I have not one doubt in my mind that she can be so self-deprecating, and that'll definitely be a part of SNL. I also, for those who are going to say, yeah, but Kim is not an actress. How dare you? Have you not rested your eyes on the 2-hour motion picture titled Temptation: Confessions of a Marriage Counselor by Tyler Perry. It is a romance, a drama, a cautionary tale. If you haven't seen that movie, just as like a side note, it is hands down one of the craziest movies you'll ever watch. It's got a great cast, by the way, besides Kim, who is kind of like a B character in it, but shines nonetheless. Brandy is in it. Vanessa Williams is in it. Journey Smollett is in it. Robbie Jones is in it. It is incredible. And it is also insane. There are twists that you don't expect. There are shocking reveals that nobody should be, you know, just launching into a motion picture in like the last 5 minutes, but it exists. You cannot sleep on the last 5 minutes of this movie. Anyway, Kim is in it. She's fantastic, as you would expect. The thing about Kim Kardashian is she doesn't do anything half-ass. She doesn't. So I just ask that everybody who tunes in on October 9th to Saturday Night Live, be patient with Kim. You know, I feel like this is going to be really good for her. We really just think how far we've come in the last 4 years, that we had Donald Trump hosting Saturday Night Live, and now we have Kim Kardashian, and in between there, Elon Musk. That is the range that, you know, I think we're really starting off this new season on the right foot. Let's just say that. But please just be patient with Kimmy. You know, she might be overwhelmed, but I have no doubt she'll be incredible. I'm really cheering her on from over here. And I think we all will just be Kris Jenner and saying, "You're doing amazing, sweetie." Okay, next topic.
Why are you so obsessed with Halloween? Halloween is cool.
So I don't know about you guys, but I love spooky season minus the spook. With that said, Netflix has released their Netflix and Chills 2021 slate, and it is terrifying and also really puts me in the seasonal mood for turning off the lights, putting on some candles, and just being scared on my mind. And even though I hate scary movies and have once thrown up in a movie theater because I was so scared and the movie was PG-13, God bless, I have to go through the slate because I do think that a lot of you, from my understanding, from messages I've received and tweets, enjoy the scary stuff. I don't understand it, but I will talk through it a little bit. So one thing that I'm very interested in, okay, I want to take back everything I just said. I don't hate scary, but the level of scare that I can handle on like 1, 2, I don't know, whatever the scariest movie is, I fall at like a Lifetime. Do you know what I mean? Like those movies that are, there's like maybe one kind of scary moment, but all in all, it's more of a thriller. And even then it's like a thriller light. So Lifetime, like thrillers, like Psycho, Yoga Teacher, Psycho Student, Psycho Teacher, Psycho Assistant, Psycho Real Estate Broker, all of those, like I do, or Deadly Teacher, Deadly Dentist, Deadly Dog Walker, like all of that franchise, I'm fine with. But sometimes Netflix has a couple scary movies that I'm into. I like the Brenda Song one. I liked the Camila Mendez one. That I can handle. So there's a new one coming out, and it's called Intrusion, and it is coming out on September 22nd, yesterday. And it stars Frida Pinto and Logan Marshall Green, aka Logan Marshall Green is the man that I always think is Tom Hardy. They're different people. Isn't that crazy? Anyway, it is about after a deadly break-in at a couple's dream home, the traumatized wife searches for answers and learns the real danger is just beginning. Ooh. So the next one is called There's Someone Inside Your House, which if that doesn't set off alarm bells already, It's based on a New York Times bestselling novel by the same name. The woman who wrote that is named Stephanie Perkins, and it was written for the screen by the man who wrote Shazam! Exclamation point. So it is about a woman who moved from Hawaii to a quiet small town in Nebraska to live with her grandmother and finish high school. But as the countdown to graduation begins, her classmates are stalked by a killer intent on exposing their darkest secrets to the entire town, terrorizing victims while wearing a lifelike mask of their own face. Their own face. That's like Pretty Little Liar shit. With a mysterious past of her own, Makani and her friends must discover the killer's identity before they become victims themselves. Ah, that is, I'm going to watch that one. That comes out October 6th. And it stars Sydney Park, who, I don't know if this is really a deep cut for the PLL fans. She was in The Perfectionist, which got canceled after one season, and I never found out what happened. And I'm still bitter about it. Okay, the next thing I need to discuss is Night Teeth. Night Teeth. It is starring Debbie Ryan, Alfie Allen. It is Sydney Sweeney, Megan Fox, Alexander Ludwig. It is about a college student moonlighting as a chauffeur, and he picks up two mysterious women for a night of party hopping across LA. But when he discovers their bloodthirsty intentions and their dangerous shadowy underworld, he must fight to stay alive. Terrifying. And I'm kind of into that one. That one comes out October 20th. And I feel like I'll hold that one until like Halloween. And I'll watch that. That one's like, I'm going to have to watch that with somebody because I can't watch that alone. Is it scarier to watch a movie, a horror film, with someone or without somebody? Because part of me thinks that when I watch scary movies with somebody, I feed off of their fear and get even more worked up. But when I'm by myself, I can kind of come in, come out. I can not be as invested. But then again, I'm by myself. And back to the second movie that I described, I could think that there's someone inside my house. Okay, the next one I think is screaming like good old-fashioned Netflix thriller. It's called Hypnotic. A young woman seeking self-improvement enlists the help of a renowned hypnotist, and after a handful of intense sessions, soon discovers an unexpected and deadly consequences. This one kind of is giving me Behind Her Eyes vibes, and I don't know if it has anything to do with that, but if you guys watch that, what the fuck? Happened there? What happened with Behind Her Eyes? That one comes out October 27th. And then, of course, there are the TV shows. So we've already been graced with the final season of Lucifer. If you don't watch Lucifer, I can't recommend it enough. It is a very easy watch. It's procedural, but at the same time, kind of like it's dark, it's funny, and it doesn't feel like a primetime procedural. It's really good. I recommend it. All seasons are on Netflix now, so you'll be busy because there's like six seasons. So this isn't going to be like eight episodes and you're done. There's enough to sink your teeth into. You guys like that one? That's a vampire reference. Also, speaking of vampire, all the Twilight movies are on Netflix. So if you are a scaredy cat like me, maybe Twilight is the way to go. Perhaps. I thought the last movie was really scary for what it's worth. The Head, The Scream. You guys know what I'm talking about. So I think that the real terror that is coming to Netflix is the TV show that's coming out on Friday, September 24th, called Midnight Mass. From the Haunting of Hill House creator Mike Flanagan, Midnight Mass tells the tale of a small, isolated island community whose existing divisions are amplified by the return of a disgraced young man, Zach Guilford from Friday Night Lights, and the arrival of a charismatic priest. When Father Paul's appearance on Crockett Island coincides with an unexplained and seemingly miraculous events, a renewed religious fervor takes hold of the community, but do these miracles come at a price? The answer is probably yes, because they always do. They always do. And the biggest thing to take away is that it's Zach fucking Guilford. So thank God he's back. And honestly, Zach Guilford in a thriller, in a scary thriller, it's not even my alley. It is my avenue. That is right up my avenue. And okay, the last thing I need to discuss is, You, season three. Season three, Love and Joe are now married and raising their baby. Why is it a boy when we thought it was a girl? What happened there? We've been told by Sarah Gamble, who is the creator of You, that we will learn what happened there. But they move to a northern enclave of Madre Linda, where they're surrounded by privileged tech entrepreneurs, judgmental mommy bloggers, and Insta-famous biohackers. Why move there? Why? It's like Dexter moved to like the middle of nowhere, New York. Why did they move to what essentially sounds like Silicon Valley? Anyone have info on that? Anyway, Joe is committed to his new role as a husband and dad, but fears Love's lethal impulsiveness. Yeah, you guys, if you've seen the trailer, her impulsiveness is certainly lethal. But let's keep reading. And then there's his heart. Could the woman he's been searching for all this time live right next door? Breaking out of a cage in a basement is one thing, but the prison of a picture-perfect marriage to a woman who's wise to your tricks? Well, that'll prove a much more complicated escape. Yeah, I can't wait for this one. That is October 5th. So thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Pop Chaser. I will be back tomorrow, as usual, with a new episode and the newest headlines. Until then, you can go on to thedip.com. That is dip with two P's, and use the promo code POPCHASER for 50% off your annual subscription. I really appreciate when you guys do that. It's always awesome to see people come from the podcast and head on over to the site. And if you do that, please use our comment feature. It is such a cool aspect that we have implemented onto the site and is a way to talk to us. You can talk to me. You can talk to Sam Bush. You can talk to friend of the pod, Kate Ward. Remember her? Speaking of Kate Ward, we'll have a new episode of TV Watch Repeat come out on Monday. It's a good one. Trust me, it's a good one, you guys. It starts with Gilmore and ends with girls. Have you heard of it? Have you heard of it? Anyway, I will be back tomorrow with the newest headlines. Until then, I hope everybody has a fantastic Thursday, and cheers.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.